Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
In today's cattle futures market, finished the day relatively quiet here. A lot of fireworks, of course, with the various parts of the grain market. It really didn't have much of an impact on the feeders. The May feeders did expire today. It looks like the last trade was 135.57, up 12, which is considerably higher than where the feeder cattle index has been. And a lot of people are looking at that somewhat puzzled. But you have to remember that the feeder cattle index is a 7-day rolling average of a weighted average between all the cattle, 700 to 899 pounds. So the feeder cattle index is data driven. It's not opinion driven. So as the new day comes along, they take off the oldest day, and so the feeder cattle, May feeder cattle futures are expecting the oldest dates, some lower price cattle to move off, some heavier cattle put on. But it looks like today is 133.35, up $1.19. And so still over $2 away from where the May feeder closed today. But tomorrow's index is where the May feeder cattle will expire to, and usually pretty close to where the May feeders quit or whatever month is expiring. Now, live cattle were 10 to 20 cents higher here. Looks like box beef at midday was just a little bit higher. Choice up 76, select up 86. And we did have some cash trade up to 116 today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the week's draw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Today's grain futures were all over the board. We traded significantly higher and lower throughout the day, but we finished lower here. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower. Soybeans were 7 to 8 cents lower. And then the wheats, Chicago down 3, Kansas City down 7 to 8. And cotton futures were up 65 at 66.83. The big information today was out of the USDA and what they're planning on doing to aid farmers in light of the U.S.-China trade wars. It looks like it's going to be on a county-by-county basis and not based on acres. It's going to be based on each county and how many acres a farmer plants. So a little bit of misinformation coming out over the last couple of days about the $2 for beans and 63 cents for wheat and 4 cents for corn. But maybe there's more to that. But right now we don't know all the details, just that there's about a $16 billion aid program being put together for farmers this year. So that's likely to be helpful. Following that news is when we had the sell-off with corn down 4 to 5 and beans, of course, down 7 to 8. There's still ongoing concerns about the planting pace, and it doesn't look like there's going to be much corn planted as those storms linger for the next 10 to 15 days or two-week forecast. It looks like not a whole lot's going to change, and a whole lot of planting is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. So still significantly issues there with trend line yields, probably unattainable at this point. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.